The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
Yeah, you should start talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuning into another edition of the Dumbfellas Podcast, the premier comedy podcast brought to you by five buddies who love telling jokes, love making people laugh. And this episode is a very special episode because it's our mastermind. It's the wizard to our Oz.
Whoa, that's a good one.
It's his birthday show, and we are live at Tierney's Tavern. That's right. Strang from our second home, from the Brown Bear Pub, and our second home is actually our first comedy home.
Oh.
And
by what are we going to do if we can't talk about wings?
I don't know. Beer?
Beer? All right.
Fun?
I'm in.
Buffalo Wild Wings slogan?
Has anyone eaten here at Tierney's before or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
For Natty's surprise party. I feel like every year that it's Natty's party, and I love it. Natty, we're celebrating tonight Natty's birthday, so this is the birthday bash for Natty, and all the benefits and proceeds are going to suicide prevention, which means something to each and every one of us.
That's right.
And, you know, we don't just bust balls. We care, right, Kev?
Absolutely. And, of course, that voice is Joe. Natty's here as well. KP is along for the ride.
Hey, guys. Hello.
Big Rich will be here shortly. We are waiting on his arrival. But, yes, so a charity, an anniversary, and a birthday all walk into a bar.
Oh, what's what happens?
What's the punchline for that, guys?
The punchline for that is we don't do parties here.
I'm afraid not.
Party of three.
That used to be my
party of three.
That used to be my favorite joke. And did Kevin mention it's amazingly hot up here?
It is. I mean, as Brett Druck would say, it's hot as balls. Standard measure of temperature.
If Brett Druck is using that as a measurement, then what is he? Oh my God!
There he is.
The room just got a little bit prettier. It's at our birthday.
Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the ring out of his hometown of West Orange, New Jersey, weighing in at a crisp 125 pounds.
Very generous.
The reigning baseball champion of the world, the Essex County Bulls' own player manager, Big Rich from Jersey.
Somewhere, Bill.
Hi.
Oh, hi. You know what?
Little words.
Hold on, I forgot. Show. I didn't plug your microphone in because I wasn't sure if you were going to show up. It is so nice to see you, pretty boy. I was joking.
I love your shirt.
He's in and he's on.
I believed it. I believe
this is a different kind of podcast.
Yeah. Hi.
This is a roast podcast where we just go around the room and we talk about. We're like, yo, Joe,
hold on, no,
is
we
the
can't.
Sun looking down at your head because your sunglasses aren't in the right spot? What are you doing? Hey, Kevin Garifo, that's a funny hat you got on. What are you doing? Playing golf? It's a golf hat. Guess it's a roast. Is that what we're doing?
Contrary to the direction of the podcast, Natty is actually closing the show at Tierney's here tonight.
That's right.
What?
Yeah, but I'm headlining, right?
It's Bump's big night.
Sure. Yeah.
Based off his performance on this podcast, I think it's only safe that McDonald and Carney bail him out.
Way to bring the room back, KP.
And accurate.
We'll
have to get paid more, but we'll do it for you.
People were starting to think that you and I were the same person because they hadn't seen us in the same room for a while. They're like, shut up. There's
really?
Not two people. Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I thought that was a wig.
He looks good, doesn't he?
You I got a haircut this week.
You got a haircut?
You
trimmed
good.
The beard. You don't have that devious,
but I don't like
evil
it. It's too short.
No, you're good. It'll grow back. It's called
short.
Hair.
It's going to grow back.
That totally
did you do that yourself? stepped over it. What'd you say?
No, it's okay. I said hair grows back, and then everybody looked at my head, and apparently it doesn't.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Only on heads it wants to be.
You're upsetting to look at with hair, though. Your old pictures?
Your old pictures are creep town. Yeah.
You've come a long way, dude.
You dressed in Michael Jackson white face is also very racist.
Is he? I'm telling you, he's your strength, isn't he? What? He is. Something happens when he walks in a room. It's like you can hear the.
he bows up. I
His
hear
funny
that.
Kicks in. You can hear the hum.
Wow. You know,
we should switch seats. He needs a little bit more.
Oh. Yeah,
I can reach him from here.
Can you? Can he cuddle in you? Can he like just sit in your
That's
lap or something?
Hot. You look tan.
Do I? I've been outside.
Golfing? No.
Mowing.
Directing traffic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
<That's
amazing. laughs>
It's all right. Both very important.
Yeah. Because it ends right where the shirt ends.
When you
parking
direct traffic.
And golf both have handicaps.
Are you one of the ones who, like, dances? That was good. Okay. But, I mean. Did you got it?
That was beautiful. I enjoyed
wanna,
that.
I didn't want to leave it too quickly.
When it was there in the Statue of Limitations joke when you said, did we get that one from France, too? Those are my favorite jokes on the podcast. So
wait,
far.
I just hit you with a favorite?
Huh? That, oh, I loved that.
Just,
I enjoyed the handicap
thing.
Look
at you. You just moved up the charts.
Say it again. Let's funny. Pretend somebody wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Okay. So, Rich, you...
traffic, am I right?
Traffic.
So, Rich, you're handicapped.
Wait, no, we've totally lost the joke, guys.
No,
this
I
is
think
going
was,
the wrong
that was,
direction.
That was better that way. You play golf. Rich, what have you been up to?
Oh, wow. I'm living a dream, guys. Yeah, right leg.
You look
That's
good.
My right leg.
You look good. Your dimples are showing, so you're losing weight.
I don't know. I'm up and down.
I don't know.
Up
I want to lean in and kiss you.
I think it's the when all I get right. a tan, I look thinner.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Because right. my Sunday. Pants are arguing with this.
This whole discussion.
Buy tan pants.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. We, all right, speaking of directing traffic, why don't we just set back on the course here on while we're all here tonight, which is, of course.
Oh.
Good job, Garifo.
Which is, of course, Natty Bumper Car, and Tierney is obviously is a place we've all performed for many. What anniversary is this, Bump? Is this the 12th?
This is the 12th anniversary of the Sunday Comics here at Tierney's Tavern in beautiful Montclair, New Jersey.
It looks like an old ground, doesn't it? Looks like an IRA meeting.
I love the ground
rounds. This place has been here a lot
longer.
They filmed
a movie here, you know.
There's been trees in this room, and you know it.
Yeah, sure.
They spoke in the trees.
That's
Bobby Sands all over the place. I get goosebumps when I walk in here. The
Hold on.
Can
Irish
I?
Flag,
they filmed
Bobby
the movie with Harrison Ford and Brad Pitt. Devil's Own? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, they filmed part of it here.
No, really?
Star Wars? At Tierney's. No, that's Chewbacca.
That's good.
You guys don't know how creepy it is in here. Natty and I showed up, and the lights were not on, and the door was just like a crack open. So we actually had to come in here. It's what's the hotel from The Shining?
California.
Overlook.
Yeah, we literally walked in here, and there's pictures on the wall. But like Natty and I were afraid our photo was going to show up there in a second. We've been here the whole time.
Do you guys know?
Garifo's been here the whole time.
I literally have been here since the
there's
very
gonna
first show.
There's going to be a Civil War picture of Garifo, and you're going to be, that guy in the back, that's Garifo.
I just picture Garifo opening the door to Tierney's and being like, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to order a beer.
Benvenue.
White man's burden.
I don't have a drinking problem. I have a socializing problem.
Hold on. I think we got a new character.
Jack Garifo here.
Mr. Garifo, how are you going to pay for your bill tonight?
I figured I was going to pay him
in ponies.
Give me that high five, because that's exactly what I wanted.
You know, it's
that.
Really hot in here. They must have switched to fans. Apparently, I told the joke wrong. They switched to air conditioning because the shit hit the fan. And you know, if the shit hits the fan, your fan probably stinks.
But I've actually heard him tell the joke the exact same way without the accent. So
isn't that stuff when you go, I mean.
Yeah.
Shit. No, that's not the joke, people.
I did that at least four times on Wednesday.
No.
The weird thing is when people do that on stage where they say the joke wrong and the audience reacts, but then the comic steps it back and they're like, oh, I told that joke wrong. And it's like, what do you do? They don't know. They're laughing. Just go with that.
I think sometimes they laugh at me when I tell the joke wrong because they see the confusion and sheer panic in my face.
Oh, I thought you peed yourself.
That too.
Yeah.
That's the smell.
I said one totally backwards one time where it ruined... It ruined the punchline for me, but it was in this room. We're doing Twin Peaks, Black Lodge shit right now.
Oh, you said backwards.
Oh, that's
beautiful. You told the punchline before. All right,
yeah, no, that's like backwards. That was kind of impressive.
It was good.
Can you do, like, can you speak backwards? Like
If you slow Korean.
Ladies
I can speak Korean backwards.
We're going to bring this couple on stage. Beth, get up here. Beth, what Beth doesn't know is that her husband, Jerry, before the show, actually wrote a love letter to Beth. Beth, get up here. And here's a funny thing, Beth. He wrote it in Hell Talk. So our leading speaker in Hell Talk here, Dr. Asfor, is going to translate it for us. Dr. Asfor, do you speak Hell Talk?
Kim.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
I don't want to break the fourth wall, but we have to. No one knows what just happened. All right?
That was Beelzebub shit.
Yeah. No, Natty just did an awesome job that he made fun of a game that McDonald and Carney do called Love Letter, correct?
He did it incredibly well until I became a gay Southerner at the very end.
Right, yeah, you were like this really good game show
yeah,
announcer,
yeah,
which I think we're going to talk about. Natty, I think you just did create something for Rich. I think we're going to have we're going to have theme music, and Rich is going to...
Talk show host Rich?
I like talk show. Oh, let's hear talk show host Rich.
All right.
Okay, lady, I'll be there with the warm-up. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, everybody coming to the stage. Hey, crowd, you're here, you're happy. I want you to give a warm welcome. Give it up for the host with the most, Mr. Game Show Rich!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you, Mr. Toaster, for that excellent introduction. Oof, very good.
I think you're going to have to lose a couple of pounds because you lost air there. We're going to work on your cardio.
He's got it.
No, I mean, he's got to just... We're going to start doing.
Well, I'm used to
stairs.
Stopping at the end of sentences,
no,
so the audience can either laugh or understand what I just said.
Which brings us back to. So I'm closing this show tonight.
Oh,
it is, in my head, going to be a rocket ship of 25 minutes.
Now, I think they lied to you. They said they were closing Tierney's.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm closing this.
When you get on stage.
This closing. The illustrious history of this building will cease to exist after you get off the stage.
It was a good 12 years. And then Natty closed the show.
It was a good 12 years.
Oh,
Natty.
My God.
He walked the building. The building got up and walked down Bloomfield Avenue.
It's going to be like the last scene of Cheers when Sam says, sorry, we're closed. It's going to be like, sorry, we're all closed.
Does he turn the lights off after that?
Is
that
the last shot? This is the picture of Geronimo, which is an homage to Coach.
Aww.
And he says, sorry, we're closed. Ernie Pantuso's,
Who was the person he said that to?
Whoever was walking down the
street.
I don't think you ever saw it.
It was a random. Oh.
I think you just saw, like, the legs walk down the thing. And then, like, at the end. And then the legs walk back up.
So.
Some yams.
So the last.
It was
I
gams.
Think they're gams. I'm gams.
They are gams.
But I love yams.
I've been saying yams.
Did you see those root vegetables walk down the steps?
Guys, it was a tough winter. Good thing we got these.
Yams.
I forgot if it was
sweet potatoes.
I've been saying yams for so long that I refuse to say gams just because it sounds like I'm talking about all those grandmas over there.
Yeah,
like,
especially
the
like
gams.
You're talking to some board.
Yeah.
And she's like,
some board.
We are not going to be able to use that character on Joe at all tonight. We had
something
planned. Joe has been on fire the entire time.
In fuego?
And exactly.
That's
it
how
was
the kids say it.
No, the character we were trying to do, it was going to be, we wanted you to do, I asked Joe earlier before the show to do a voice for fruit that would be hanging off a tree that you could then pick off the tree, right? And what was the voice you did?
I just went a little southern there. I just figured that.
Oh, you just went
a little bit.
This is way more southern. This is
a little bit more like Larry the Cable Guy, like Monopoly there. But the one that you asked me to do was a little bit, you know, I think I'm doing
it's all
the
there.
Cable Guy, but it's hair. Because I figure a fruit hanging on a tree would be out in the woods somewhere there. And
what we wanted the character for, though, because your voice is beautiful. That's the one we decided to go with.
Right.
It was we wanted to have a character for when you do your dad jokes. That we could call it low-hanging fruit, and then low-hanging fruit comes in and says, hey, guys, how's everybody doing?
Hey, everybody.
Low-hanging fruit here. How you guys doing?
Hey, look at
Joe. Well, can we just use it many times when we need to there? Because I'm enjoying this.
Why do you have to be my dad, you cocksucker? Oh, my God, the poor man is writhing in pain for weeks on end, his kidneys, and you guys are just like, hey, how's your dad?
We're gonna also
he just Googled if
he
it is
hasn't had
yams.
A solid shit in 7 years. Get off his case.
We're also going to come up with a character for...
for yams.
We lost Garifo. Guys, we lost Garifo.
I just see John Travolta meme. You can't do it on, you know, on radio, but it's when Travolta walks in and...
Travolta?
John Travolta.
He's doing a physical activity you can't see.
Listen, it wasn't great to Travolta you've own.
Oh! Hey. Welcome
who
back.
Is hosting tonight, actually? Because Natty's normally the host here.
The Donna. Host this evening will be Miss Donna V of Girls Gone...
Girls Gone Green.
Oh.
Wild. Girls Gone Wild?
No, that's a different. It's Girls Gone Glittery?
I think it's Girls Gone Green, right?
Yes, you're correct. But what is that for? It's
Marijuana enthusiasts.
Oh, I thought it was for the Jets.
J-E-T-S.
She's a Jets fan.
Until she's an Eagles fan.
Uh-huh.
The other broad's an Eagles fan.
The other board.
Another board. We say board and
the
we say yams.
Got nice yams.
Got good yams.
The other bird.
Very good yams.
That one's got full
of
yams.
Tracy Locke, right?
T-Locke.
Yeah.
This Dane.
I never knew Tracy Locke was an Eagles fan until I saw her be intolerant of other people's cultures.
No.
The first time I heard her say something homophobic, I was like, oh, Philly. All right, I get it now.
This isn't true. We're not.
Yeah. She was whipping batteries at people. It was uncomfortable.
None of this
they must
is
be
true.
Below LBI, right, Big Rich?
Hey-o.
We're besmirching.
They don't count.
We're currently besmirching. This is a besmirch.
Well, question for you guys, real quick. I hate to.
No, you don't.
Well,
yeah,
no,
I like
I'm going to enjoy this.
We don't like to pick on comics here, dumb fellas.
God.
Hi.
I didn't mean to be planned and structured here, guys, but I wanted to give you guys an offer. When we do the credits for tonight, all right, the credits for tonight, everybody has a new credit. Majority of this podcast has a new credit. All right, so we're all on Funny or Die now. So when
What's
Natty
that?
Gets his big,
well, wait, funny who has this credit?
It's well, the, you know.
Oh, when you say everybody, do you mean everybody?
I mean Rich.
Everyone who's in the picture.
Rich was written. You were written for this sketch that has Correct. Taken off on Facebook. You were unavailable due to lack of talent.
God, this is so much like my comedy career.
KP,
taking off
beating,
on Facebook.
KP, you're beating around the bush. What are you talking about?
I wrote a sketch that all you guys starred in. And it's doing very well on Funny or Die right now. So first of all, and sincerely, thank you for everybody sharing it and everything else like that.
The job of Rich McDonald was portrayed by my son.
It's but you know what? You guys, we improvised the scenes, and you guys absolutely killed it, man. I wrote a very loose sketch, and everybody did beautiful.
What's it called?
Loosey Goosey.
Well, it's called Conspiracy Farms. It's up on Funny or Die right now. It's doing well over there. It's on YouTube as well.
We'll share that link on the Dumb Fellas page, which is also going to go on the Garden State Comedy page, of course.
But I was blown away at how talented all of you guys are as actors. So it was very, very fun for me. So thank
you for
letting
me. What did they say about my acting?
You're fantastic at it. My favorite part of the whole sketch, though, is still Garifo saying, "What about Building 7?
What about Building 7?
My two favorite parts is when
you
go
like
and
Tigger.
Coffee.
That's
and
a
coffee just kills me. And
I thought you were
going to
go Christopher Lloyd.
You hear Gaffney talk about Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah,
comes
yeah,
back
yeah.
To
his look
to KP,
away.
He's got the look. What do you mean?
Yeah, I like the look away. Yeah.
It's our buddy Mike Salona shot and edited that one, man. I thought he did an awesome job on that. He wants to do more of them, all right? And if I get an opportunity to pitch stuff, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and try to actually make more of them. So I wrote ideas for all you guys.
Okay.
But I got to learn how, when I write them, I don't know what they're going to sound like until I start pitching them. So I wrote
Hold
a different,
the paper to your ear.
Well, I wrote a different movie for each one of you guys, but I want you guys to read them if that's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So real quickly, so we're going to start here real quick.
I get one if I wasn't in the sketch.
I love this. I want you in this.
Be in the next one.
I want
you
in this.
What is it called? Laugh or Die?
It's called Funny or Die. Funny or Die.
Right, can we choose which one Natty gets to do?
I thought.
Well, no, because I wrote them all specific.
No, I mean Funny or Die.
This Ooh. Whole episode. I thought this whole episode was supposed to talk about me and how awesome that I am.
We covered it.
Yeah,
that was
first,
a very quick.
That was first 3 minutes, Nat. Now we're moving on.
Okay, I'm going to ask real quickly. I'm going to ask Garifo, will you please read? This one is Natty Bumper Carr's movie that I've written for him. Just read what's written on the piece. Open it up. That's I labeled all of them there, so it's going to be a surprise for you guys.
Ooh, a surprise. It's like a fortune cookie.
But read it
but
read it
cookie.
Like you're pitching it like it's a movie trailer. Like
My fortune
in a world, that kind of a thing. You ready?
Aww, that's what your wife says, too.
This is Natty Bumper Carr's movie, correct?
Yes.
Keto, motherfucker.
Natty Bumper Carr is the meanest boy in town by far. Is visited one night by three spirits who, in order to get him to reject radical Islam, teach him the meaning of Arbor Day.
He dropped the fucking phone, too.
Boom.
That's all right. So that's
not
that would be Natty.
So, yes, yeah, so that's Natty.
So these are all just like ideas you threw in the garbage.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going to work right now. Obviously, that
you
one's not
them
fun.
There, see what sticks on the wall. And
I don't think I think it was, I
Joe
was
Carney,
the first one. Yeah, so
he's throwing shit on the wall.
Joe Carney, please.
You know, in corporate, we call this blue skying.
Oh, that's what we're doing. We're blue skying.
Yeah.
This is the movie that will be starring Mr. Kevin Joseph Garifo.
Absolutely. I wrote a movie for Garifo. Please pitch it like it's a movie trailer.
But you don't have names of the movies.
In a world where Kevin Joseph Garifo is a mentally handicapped father just trying to get his kids back from an accident-prone amusement park on the hottest day of the year.
See, I would see that one. Personally,
I don't hate that idea.
No,
that
it's not a bad
idea.
I hate that idea.
Like,
just
you picture, he
the
like,
anxiety of him having a kid and then being in an amusement park.
And he's mentally handicapped, too.
Wait, Kevin is?
Oh, yeah, in that movie. He's a mentally handicapped father just trying to get his kids back.
Oh, my God.
From
wow.
an amusement park
like
that's
it.
Prone to
that's
accidents.
My wait, kid!
Why am I trying to get him back? What,
is that
did the amusement park take my
kids?
They're lost in the amusement park and something bad's going to happen.
They probably ditched him.
No, somebody took him.
No. Dad's drooling again. Let's ditch him.
And they're German, and it's Christmas, and it's like a Die Hard, and it'll be, we'll say it's a Christmas movie.
Come by. We'll go to the hat.
Have
a few
Splish.
Beers. That'd be great. all right. That one I would say.
Oh, God. Oh, no. You're one of them.
The Natty one's going to be tough. Do you feel comfortable? Who wants to read the one for Joe Carney? I wrote a good one for Joe Carney. It's between Bumper Carr and Rich to read this one. It's either
I
your improv partner.
I think Rich
one
should
would
do it.
Great.
I think he would do amazing.
Try me out on this one if you don't mind. I'm trying so far.
Be kind. I'm actually scared.
No, there's nothing. Just read it like it's going to be a movie
kind.
Plot.
Rewind.
Oh why is
These
it
are
so,
typed
why
out.
Why is that such
That's
a big piece of paper?
I did a lot of work on this, guys.
I'm very impressed with all
Here
this.
Here comes.
Joe Carney is a strong, independent, transgender woman of color. Just trying to make it on her own in the male-dominated world
of roadside taxidermy.
I would watch that one, too. I'm being sincere. And we're getting into the...
That one has a lot of layers.
But there's the transgender market right there. Joe gets to play it both ways. I smell Oscar in both male and female Academy.
I've seen Joe dressed as a woman on stage and off many times. So
yes, I was Edna in an off-Broadway production of Hairspray, and I did a very good job. Thank you.
I
heard. So I could do this.
He was also the stripper at my bachelor party.
That is a true story.
I missed that because I had to wheel KP back up to the room.
Wow. Too soon.
Yeah.
Can I side note before you go to the next movie? Because
absolutely.
Of that story.
I
right
like side notes.
So I listened to the... I really didn't care about the one I wasn't in, but I wanted to hear how awful you guys are without me.
Uh-huh.
Two things I got out of that. There's no reason to dull your shine when I'm sitting here because you're the funniest guy on this podcast.
I don't even remember pointing at
Kevin Garifo.
Don't even remember what I said.
You had your whole little moment about him hurting his leg because I'm a big fella. And Natty can't just go, yeah. Well, he's trying. But so I listened to that 2 weeks ago. That day I started keto, and I am down almost 11 pounds.
Attaboy. Wow, that's almost a stone.
I know. A stone. I'm down
hear
a stone.
That, guys? Fucking Fat Frankenstein no more, baby. All right.
I love you, Fat Frankenstein.
Your nickname as a kid, you tell? That was the mean one. They called. Yeah, fucking see. I'm not pulling that out of nowhere.
Look, this is another one for Joe Carney, it's titled Fat Frankenstein.
This one, I think, is going to be the big one here.
This one's for someone named BRFJ. I love puzzles, let's see if we can figure this one out.
Every time you do that, I hear the Rocks theme. I just want you to know.
What?
BRFJ.
Do it, Grief.
I don't see it.
Okay.
Well, we were trying to call Bumper Car the Bump for a while, and it never took off. But Garifo,
I liked it.
Nah, Garifo drunkenly texted me that he called Pat Grillon, the person who runs the room over here at Tierney's. He called her the Grill in a text message. And I think that's her move now. She's the Grill, right? And her finishing move is lighting us early.
No. Her finishing move is...
Get him out of here.
Back to the Grill again. The Grill again. Back to the Grill.
Super okay, yeah, sure. We can
strong.
All come up with some grill stuff. That's a good
idea.
You
don't know what that is?
No, yeah, I don't. Yeah.
What is that?
It's.
You don't know what it is.
Yes,
no.
I do. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We need a posse the size of the. I'm not going to finish.
What is it? Wu-Tang?
Is it? No. It's
size of what?
LL? Is that LL?
No.
I'm sorry.
Has two people in the band.
He did.
Their album was a Cactus album.
Oh, Rob Bass and Rakim. Go ahead.
You're failing. You made me so sad.
Read the movie.
Hall & Oates.
Third bass.
Rogers and Fogarty.
This one's the one I think is going to work the best.
Someplace I never got to in high school.
Natty, preserve the artistic integrity of this, please, and just read it as it is. It's not bad. Please. Right?
I'm going to.
This movie is written for Big Rich from Jersey. Okay.
I'm trying to do the voice properly.
Do your movie voice. Don't.
In a world.
Big Rich. I can't do it. Big.
Big. No, don't.
Big Rich from. Wait, there it is. Big Rich from Jersey is the lone survivor of a Brazil. Really? You jerk.
This is art, Natty.
Second. And then the weirdest thing in the world happened.
We broke our Natty.
Where the lights just came on in the room and no one turned them on.
No one is here.
So going back to when we walked up into the room and you guys were kind of freaked out because it's got a weird feeling to it, a weird vibe. Tierney's Tavern was in Weird, New Jersey because the upstairs attic where we're at is in fact haunted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, no shit, really?
Oh, 100%. I didn't want to break in because...
A lot of careers died here.
Oh.
Hey-o!
All I know is I killed a lot of crowds
here.
Fix
that so he can do that again. Pretend he didn't say that.
He said it good.
Spirits, if you're here...
Wait, are we...
Dylan Manigian is not on the show tonight. I repeat, Dylan Manigian is not on... Are we going through the mic now?
Yes.
What is happening?
Wait, what's happening?
Yeah, I can hear my... There's an echo to what I'm saying.
Check one.
The bump says...
In a world... Where five comedians are in a haunted attic.
We're still recording. Guys, this is gold. This is podcast gold. Everybody loves it
when the podcast gets real.
I don't know if I can break down a
quick. Somebody eat into a microphone.
Just don't ever say that, right?
Huh?
Nah, nothing.
No.
Okay, I won't.
Huh? Oh, that? Well, we're gonna have a Halloween episode, which we can talk about that. But that was legitimately freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the bar now. I'm just hearing. There's a noise behind the bar.
No, absolutely. I heard something too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I will say the one thing it hasn't turned on is
the
air conditioner.
Let me explain something. You're going to hear glass in a couple seconds. You're going to hear glass either clinking or falling.
Here's,
go ahead.
Here's the movie that is for Big Rich from Jersey. Five morons from New Jersey who think they're stand-up comedians go to record a podcast in an attic in a haunted...
Should I natty him and just interrupt him halfway through a sentence?
Please
do.
Yes.
All right. And... Oh, I forgot. Okay, anyway.
Now, he's ruining art. Natty, I'll read it if you're refusing to read it.
Big Rich from Jersey is the lone survivor of a Brazilian rim job competition gone wrong. In making his escape back home, he befriends several local prostitutes who he teaches to reject their former jobs as sex workers in order to discover the magic of long-form improvisational comedy. Did I do okay?
Bump did it the best. I should have had Bump read all of them.
I love when you can be human. Yeah, can he read mine now?
I loved it, and then as soon as he said long-form, I was like, well, you son of a bitch.
Asparagus.
No, this is called the Herald, people. Yeah. Get on it. Zip, zap, zop.
I read those to my dad before I left, and he said that the one
Where's
that
Where's your
he,
movie?
Oh, I mean, I don't
In
like to put myself into the work,
where
guys.
Bonnie Rubble stops drinking every so often.
Just to help his father build a deck.
Continually living in his parents' basement.
You didn't do one for yourself?
No, it's not about me, guys. It's about you.
No, you're right. Now we're going to show you improv. Natty.
Huh?
We're all going to go around.
You start. I want KP's movie right now.
Okay, bye. We're all going to go around. The leg of the wheel actually skips here, just so you know.
In a world.
Oh, you started.
Oh, okay. In a world where K.P. Burke rescues a soccer team. I thought we were all doing one.
No, we're going to do the whole movie. You want to do that? So when I point, you have to stop talking.
Now my
nick
makes
no sense now. It's not a good idea.
Platypuses.
Because my idea was golden.
Go ahead.
I just got to give you a couple of notes after this.
No, it's not.
Just a couple of notes.
Wait, what language are you guys going to do it in?
I'm going to slur so you understand it.
Ooh, he's going to talk in broken liver.
Now listen to me.
En el mundo.
Kevin Joseph Garifo.
Cuando.
You're up, and I want you to kill it.
Que pe Burke. Now that's a lot of
fucking
pressure.
Let him talk.
I'm done. I'm out.
I'm not even by the microphone.
I'm done.
I left. I turned the lights back on.
It was ruined.
Did the moment get ruined?
To me, it was.
Hey, guys. This has been a lot of fun, and I love you all to pieces, but I have to go.
Where are you going?
I mean, I got things to do. I got things to get ready for. I got things to prepare for.
Are you
going to
write out a headlining set?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to, like, figure out what
Hold
words
on.
I'm doing.
I'm
going to
do his movie before you finish this podcast.
So, okay, we'll do that. But any
Also, the room's already set up, Natty. You don't have to bring chairs to your own show anymore.
God, you morons. I'm trying to end this so we can start the next episode.
In a world where Kevin James is put in charge of his adopted retarded brother, K.P. Burke stars in, Hey, where are you going?
Okay, with that, does anybody have credits?
Things to plug?
I don't have Funny
I mean,
or Die.
Those things.
No.
Oh, but you will one day, big boy.
No, I will not.
No, you won't. Grief anything?
No.
Jesus! What just happened?
Kevin, question. Do you run a show that happens once a month at another pub in West Orange?
Oh, yeah. Brown Bear Pub, West Orange, New Jersey. Myself and Big Rich from Jersey. Stars Under the Stars outdoor comedy series. The last one was a big success.
Huge.
It was actually the first show that I actually felt drunk on stage, and it showed. So there's
you
that.
You always feel drunk.
No, but never. I never show the audience that. So that was the first time that I thought I felt the audience felt that. So there's that. So that's another story for another time.
I love it, Mr. Carney.
Big Rich and I will be doing. I should have checked the phone for the date, but Big Rich and I are doing a really good show. McDonald and Carney are headlining the Linden Amphitheater for Comedy Under the Stars with Mr. Jeffrey Paul.
Oh, yes. Nice.
In August.
It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, he's been pulling in. He's been getting like 150. It's a free show.
Going to be
the
huge.
Linden Amphitheater outdoors off of Wood Avenue in Linden. Big Rich and I will be headlining that show.
You guys going to do your sketch comedy or what?
We're doing our two-man show.
That's very exciting.
Thank you.
Fucking A, man. It's Rich Voss, August 4th. That's it. That's all I got.
That's
retired.
All you got? I'm in a freaking
I'm retired.
Outdoor
no,
cement
that's good.
Theater for free with ice cream trucks. And you're like, yeah, Rich Voss, what do you want me to tell you?
Well, he's a friend. You know, I don't want to.
Love
him. Ding. All right, and I'm going to be at Tierney's every Sunday for the rest of my life. So if you want to see me, come here and have fun.
I hope the 13th anniversary
sometimes
is just
hosts,
as good.
Sometimes Donna hosts.
All right.
You know, I actually offered to host the show.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you know I actually tried to get you off the show?
I wish you could, brother. I wish you could have.
It's Raven.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.